The nation's capital, art and architecture, detailed description. From the central video wall, turn to the left or south/house side and face the central path. The nation's capital, art and architecture displays are located on the right side of that path. Display text reads in part, "The Capitol is one of the most famous buildings in the world and a symbol of American democracy. It is a building of living history, where the memory of the momentous events that happened within its walls is preserved." The first case contains a Masonic gavel and triangle and a seal. The gavel has a slim wooden handle with an ornate marble mallet. One end of the mallet is capped in metal with an inscription. The triangle is a large right angle made of dark wood. The hypotenuse, or longest side, is nearly 2 feet long. The base of the triangle includes a metal plaque. The gavel was used by George Washington when he laid the cornerstone of the Capitol. Washington later received the seal to commemorate laying the cornerstone. It is inscribed with his initials, coat of arms, and Masonic symbols. Continuing around in a clockwise manner, a tall case contains an iconic corncob Capitol from 1809. Ringing the top of the stone column are ears of corn with the outer husks peeled back to show the kernels. Carved by Giuseppe Franzoni, they are some of the oldest architectural features in the Capitol, having survived the 1814 burning by the British during the War of 1812. Next, in the center of the eastern side of the exhibit is a large touchscreen with a universal keypad and headphone jack in the lower right-hand corner. The touchscreen provides a 360-degree tour of the Capitol and includes audio description of the included photographs. Above the large screen hangs an early version of Bramiti's iconic Apotheosis of Washington fresco, which covers the bowl-shaped rotunda's ceiling. The mural depicts George Washington rising to the heavens, surrounded by classical gods and goddesses, figures from American history, and 19th-century inventions. The next case contains tools and materials used for construction: a brick paver, pipe clamps, metal worker tags, and a slab of Potomac marble. Tool marks on bricks and sandstone remind us of the many men and women who left their mark on the Capitol. During the early years of construction, local laborers, skilled craftsmen recruited from Scotland, sculptors from Italy, and enslaved African Americans worked side by side to build the Capitol. Rounding the corner to the south side of this island, there is a display case that includes several items. A glass plate negative of the original design of the south wing depicts four floors with many arches and windows on each level. On one side, a stairway leads up to a columned entrance. Also included are Thomas U. Walter's drafting tools, which consist of a large metal protractor and a briefcase-sized polished wooden box with brass corners. Lastly, a congressional gold medal that was awarded to Constantino Bramiti more than a century after he left his artistic mark on the Capitol. The congressional gold medal is the size of a teacup saucer. One side reads "Artist of the Capitol" with a depiction of the apotheosis surrounding it. The other side has an image of Bramiti from the shoulders up, who has a short curly beard and mustache and wears a bow tie and suit. Rounding the corner again to the west side of the exhibit, there are three touchable displays. Braille descriptions are included with each of these. The first of three is a bronze railing detail from one of the members' four staircases, which includes a naturalistic tree branch with a bird in a nest. The second of three is the house chamber door handle. Larger than a car steering wheel, the door handle includes a life-size snake, made from a mold of an actual snake, coiled around decorative leaves. The third of the three are the Minton tiles. These are very durable as they are made from colored inlaid clay rather than surface glazed and can be found throughout the Capitol. Above the touchable display of the house chamber door handle, a case contains a preparatory painting of the fresco Telegraph in the Lyndon B. Johnson Room. This scene celebrates the completion of the first undersea telegraph cable in 1858. America, wearing a red Liberty cap, greets Europe, arriving from across the Atlantic Ocean. The final display case contains the small cast iron table used during Abraham Lincoln's second inauguration. The table is one of a kind, fashioned for Commissioner of Public Buildings B.B. French during the Civil War from three pieces of surplus ironwork cast for the Capitol Dome. An inverted ornamental rosette forms the table's base, with five unfurling leaves functioning as feet. A smooth, vase-shaped baluster from the dome's railing acts as the pedestal, supporting the tabletop. A piece cut from a thin iron panel 20 inches square is used as the tabletop, which is currently covered with a layer of gray fabric. The second island of the art and architecture exhibit is located to the south. Display text reads, "Art has always been a part of the vision for the capital. Originally, the art and architecture were meant to impress visitors and promote a national story. Today, representing the diversity of our nation is an ongoing effort." The first glass case in the exhibit contains a portrait of Representative Mary Norton behind a desk, holding a pen in one hand and paper in the other. Behind her is a bookshelf and a flag. During her 26 years in Congress, she was a champion for labor rights and chaired four House committees. Continue around the island in a clockwise direction to find a large touchscreen with a universal keypad in the lower right-hand corner. The touchscreen provides a 360-degree tour of the Capitol. This provides the same experience as the touchscreen on the first island of the nation's capital. Above this touchscreen is a plaster model by Lee Oscar Laurie. Entitled Patriotism, this model depicts a typical citizen leaving his plow to defend his country and an eagle that symbolizes vigilance and preparedness. In this classical style relief, an eagle stands with wings spread as the citizen, a muscular man clad in a toga, reclines on a farm plow while holding aloft a sword. Display text reads, "Maintaining and preserving the Capitol. As a historic structure, the Capitol requires constant upkeep. It is used daily by lawmakers, and unlike a traditional museum, many of its historic pieces are touched, handled, and even sat on." The next case displays a cast iron column called a tholos baluster that was too badly damaged for restoration, and it was replaced with a reproduction. Resembling a chess piece, the top and base of the squat column are square, while in between, the shape of the column bulges and tapers. Turning the corner to the south end of this island, there is an interactive element on the rail with a magnifying glass that allows visitors to view items from conservation projects in detail. Above the magnifying glass, a display case contains two torches from the house pediment. Rain, snow, and freezing temperatures often damage stone sculptures. One marble torch has deteriorated since 1916 and is laid horizontally in pieces. A newer one on display is vertical, a replica reproduced in 2020 using the same Georgia white marble as in the original 1916 sculpture. There is also a piece of plaster ceiling design with intricate swirling vines and flowers, and the space in between dotted with a constellation of gold dots that replicates the original decoration in the Senate reception room. The case also includes a restored 1806 portrait of Congressman Isaac Darlington by Jacob Eichholz and a reproduction of a small dragon head from one of the 145 chandeliers that used to light the Capitol. Turning the corner again, there are three touchable displays, each with a Braille description. First is a circular landscape decoration from Frederick Law Olmsted's redesign of the Capitol grounds starting in 1873. Next is a carved rosette, a flower-shaped carving, one of many found throughout the Capitol. Finally, a sculpted bronze door panel depicts Chief Justice John Marshall and others devoted to law. Above the carved rosette is a painting by Seth Eastman, a military artist known for his paintings of Native Americans in the West. The House Committee on Indian Affairs commissioned a series of paintings for their committee room, including this one. The painting depicts Native Americans in a fictional scene, mixing traits from woodland and plains tribes. A chief wearing a feathered headdress stands, addresses about 20 men gathered on the ground in a semicircle outside of a teepee and a thatched house. Some of the men hold spears and wear headbands with feathers. The next case includes a circular cast iron star. Resembling a large serving platter, the five-pointed silver star is raised off a blue background and surrounded by a white edge. The edges of the star are worn, with the cast iron showing through the most prominent parts of the star. The star was originally installed in the ceiling of the Senate chamber. Display text reads, "Today, representing the diversity of our nation is an ongoing effort." 19th century art reflected popular narratives of the time, but left out or inaccurately portrayed the stories of many Americans. More recent additions to the collection tell those important stories, represent a wider array of artists and subjects, and feature portraits of trailblazers, in and out of Congress, who have shaped modern Americas. The final case contains two preparatory model statues, one of Rosa Parks and one of Chief Standing Bear. Rosa Parks is carved delicately out of rough stone, sitting with her ankles crossed and her hands in her lap, holding a purse, as if sitting on a bus. She wears a hat and a long coat. Chief Standing Bear of the Ponca tribe fought a court battle in 1879 to affirm that Native Americans were persons under the law. He is dressed in traditional Ponca garb, with a feather in his hair and bear claw necklace. His right hand is outstretched, while his left clutches his robe and a hatchet. This concludes the nation's capital, Art and Architecture.